Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Yud Ches. And we continue Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez. We have only a few daf left. Zu Meseches Pesachim. And we are continuing the sugyas related to the Seder. We start with the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez. Says the Mishnah, Mazg lo koshlishi. So we're up to the third kos. So we've been through Kiddush, that was the beginning of the parak. And we've been through the second cup, that was the cup of Magid, and we spoke in the last Mishnah, what bracha do we say on Magid, Asher Ga'alanu, how do we end it, just Gal Yisrael, do we also say a tefillah, that was the last Mishnah, and then we spoke about a couple of other issues that came up in the Gemara, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vechulu, and now we're up to the third coast, after we had Shulchan Aruch, now we have the third coast, we've already mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim, based on various lines in our perek, whether one makes a separate bori pri hagafen on each of the dalet kosos, but for sure, this one, number three, is going to get their own bori pri hagafen. As we discussed earlier, even though you might not have had a hesach hadas, but by definition, the benching is a hesach hadas. And therefore, once I say berchas amazon, I need to say a new bori pri hagafen. So, mazgulo koshlishi, again, the lashon of mazgulo means someone else should pour it. Mazgulo koshlishi, mivarech al mazono, I bench, revi'i, and then I do bray pregafen, and then revi'i gomar lavazahalo, and then on the fourth cup, that's a bracha, that's the one I say halo with. It is interesting, seems to be somewhat of a raya to the Rambam and others, that the Mishnah does not say you say four bray pregafens. It's not a raya machrachas, but the Mishnah goes through all of the brachos without saying bray pregafen. So the Rosh would say, oh, and the Tosas would say, oh, it's obvious. It's obvious that each one gets a bori pri hagafen. But the Mishnah does not mention it, so that might be a little hint. Either way, we say, Hallel, Va'omer alav berachas ashir, and also I say the bracha of shir relating to the fourth cup. What is that? The Gemara will discuss. Bein kosos halalu, between the earlier kosos, imrotza lishtos yishtet, one is allowed to drink between the earlier kosos. But when it comes to ben shlishi, the revilo yishtet, between the third and the fourth cup, one is not allowed to drink any other kosos. We saw earlier, the Rashbam quotes it here. The Rashbam quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that says we don't want to get drunk. Therefore, if we have earlier, if we drink between the third and the fourth cup, we're not going to be able to, we're worried that I might get drunk and not be able to finish the Seder. Earlier, it's okay because that's interspersed with eating. And we said eating helps solidify and not let the wine go to one's head. That is one, or maybe the other reason. There are other reasons given. We set up the drush, the thought of the nitziv. The third and the fourth cup symbolize the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah, and you can have a break between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. One has to make sure that there's no hefsek between them to realize that both stages of the geula must go together. Either way, that's the halacha. One is not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup. What happens if you didn't have haseba by the third cup? That we mentioned, the pshara of the Ramah. Even though we had earlier a daf kof ches, we're not sure which kosos require a seba. The first two kosos or the last two kosos. Then we're machmir lamaisa to do a seba by all the kosos, because we're not sure. But if one didn't do a seba, then we say, okay, by the first, by the second, you would do it again, just in case. But by the third kos, we would not do it again because of this halacha of the isser to drink after the third kos. Okay, says the Gemara. You see from here, though, that pashtus, like the Gemara, the sugya elsewhere, that you have to bench on a kos, which is a discussion elsewhere, to in a kos. So doesn't that seem like from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that mazgul kos shlishi and mevarech hamazon, isn't that kos for berchas hamazon? So it means that you always need a kos berchas hamazon. Amalei, maybe it's not a raya. This is not the normal berachas hamazon. This is one of the four mitzvos that we do al hakos on Pesach night that all combine to be derecheros, as the Lashon of the Gemara says, or Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. All four mitzvos are part of the larger mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So even if you want to say the Berachas HaMazon usually does not eat a kos, it could be that the one at the Seder is different. So therefore, there's no raya from this one. Remember, we discussed a week or two ago, relating to this general sukya, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Berachas HaMazon to una kos, whether it needs a kos even privately, even for a yachid, which is some achronim, some sofer, was makbid about that, or is it only with a mezumin, or it's always a rishus, and one doesn't have to do it, and the minhag olam is not to be as makbid for it. Maybe with 10, right, with a minion. Some are more makbid for it. But either way, that is the bachlokas we showed and that we saw earlier about brechas hamazon to unakos. Either way, there's no raya from our Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara, my birchas hashir. So the Mishnah says that the final kos gets halel, and we also say birchas hashir. So what is birchas hashir? So different days, 2 days in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Amar Yehalalucha Hashem Elokeinu. Right, what we call the end of Hallel. Yehalalucha, the last paragraph of Hallel. That's what we say with the fourth one. Rav Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kochai. We say Nishmas in the fourth kos. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we will get to the exact layout of the fourth kos. Tan Rabbanan, Revi'i, the fourth kos, Gomer Alav as a Hallel, Va'omer Hallel Hagadol, Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. We say Hallel Hagadol, that's the paragraph of Kilo Olam Chasdos. We say all of the Hallel Hagadol in the fourth kos, in the Haggadah. V'yesh Omrim, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. And some say we say that paragraph of Tehillim, Mizbar L'David. So that one is not our Minhag. But all the other ones, Nishmas and Yalucha and Hallel Hagadol is our minhag. Mehechan Hallel Hagadol. Where does that? Where do you go from? So where do you start from? Rav Yehuda Omer Mehodu Ad Al Naros Bavel. Or you say that paragraph that we call Hallel Hagadol. Rav Yochanan Omer Mishir Hamalos Ad Al Naros Bavel. You start even earlier, right? You start with one of the Shir Hamalos. Stop there for a minute. Either way, that's different paragraphs that we say in the fourth bracha. What exactly is the order, and how do we, what's our chasima in the fourth bracha? So it's interestingly that depending on which Haggadah you're using, you know, it will depend. Different people have to say it, will have different Haggadahs, and you'll hear people ending off differently before the fourth kos. But there are different minhagim quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and in the poskim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on the Rashbam here, the Rashbam discusses it, what exactly the order is, and Tosfos discussed it a little bit. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Taf Pei, there's at least three different minhagim, and they all have bases in the poskim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kos Revi'i, Maschil Lo Lanu, we start with Hallel, V'gomer Alav as a Hallel, V'eino Omer Yehalalucha. You don't see, say the whole Hallel up until the last paragraph. Ela Omer Acher Gemar HaHalel Hallel HaGadol. After you get up to let's say Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Gein Chasto, after the Ana Hashems, then you stop. Then you say Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Gein Chasto Yom Reisol Gein Chasto Hodol Kilam Chastos Shehumi Hodol Hashem Ad Al Naros Bavel Shem Chavav Kilam Chasto, the 26 Kilam Chastos V'Acher Kach Omer Nishmas Kolchai. Then you say Nishmas V'Yishtabach Ad Me'olam V'Arolam Atael until you get to the bracha at the end of Yishtabach V'Oz Yomar Yalalucha. Then you go back to the end of Hallel Ad Melech Mehula Batishbachos. That's what you do. You say the whole Hallel, and then you see everything else, then you go back to the last paragraph of Hallel. That's the day according to the Shulchan Aruch V'Shoseo Behseba Below Bracha Tchila. And you say it, you drink the kos without Bari Pergafen, right? The Shulchan Aruch Shita based on the Rambam. The Kfarin is Bar La'el, Da'anu Noag in Lavarech. The Ramah quotes that, no, we make a bracha, and Bari Pergafen, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, Mavarech Harav Ala Gefen, and if you drank without Haseba, you have to drink again. Is that true? Then he quotes the Ramah, says, look what I wrote earlier. For the Pshara, every line here, the Ramah notes that he commented earlier something else. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Hallel, without the ending, everything else, and then the ending of Hallel. If you look in the later postgame, it's not so clear. The Mishnah Berurah quotes two other days. Quotes from the Taz, and from the Magen Avram. V'yesh no'agim ka postgame lomar tekef achar Hallel yehalalucha. Some say the whole Hallel, even the last paragraph, up until the bracha. Ad u'me'olam erolam atakel, v'achar kach lomar Hallel gadol, v'nishmas, v'yishtabach, v'chosein brach l'ashem elach v'lo batishbachos. Meaning you include Yehalalucha right after Hallel. You don't change the Nusach up until the last line. And then you save the last line until later. That's some. V'yesh chosmin habokhi. You go back to Baruch Hashem and Akulah Batish Bachos. You go back to the ending of Hallel. V'yesh chosmin, what you just said, v'yesh chosmin, some of the chasima of Yishtabach. Habokhi b'shiri zimra v'chulu. K'moshe omer v'yishtabach tamid. Some say you have the Yishtambach ending. Three different opinions. And again, if you open up 10 Haggadahs, you'll find all three opinions. Lufi minag zeh im b'shah. And that's according to this minag that you're supposed to end with Yishtambach. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes like our mind is racing. We're not focusing. And we end the whole Yehalalucha with a bracha. And then we're like, uh-oh. Right? I wasn't supposed to do that. Right? So what do you do then? Then you only say one bracha. Lufi minag zeh im b'shah shomer Yehalalucha shachach. You were daydreaming, which sometimes at the end of the Seder it happens. The chasam, bracha Hashem, melech lo batish b'chos, shuv lo yachtom b'yishtabach. then you're not going to end with that bracha. Ela yomer hala gadol v'nishmas v'yishtabach ad me'olam ad olam. Okay, you didn't say the words bracha. You didn't say the bracha right before the bar peragafen. It's okay. That's what you do. But again, three different opinions. What exactly is the order for hala for birchas hashir and the fourth bracha? Whatever one does, one has basis in the. In the postgame. Just because we have the Shulchan Aruch open, this is the siman of Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim sheyesh lo meshvoch hamascha, kodom lolanu. Even though the Gemara here only says, starting with lolanu and halal, some of the minhag of saying shvoch hamascha, right, that's not in the Gemara. Shvoch hamascha l'goyim, we have a tefillah, after we spoke about Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then the fourth bracha, when we start generalizing, and we speak about Adir hu yivne beis ha-bekaro, when we start talking about the beis ha-megdash, we also say that Hashem should hopefully wipe out all of our enemies. Shvoch hamascha el agoyim, full of toach ha-pesach, kadei lizker shulal shimurim. And also to open the door at this time, right before Hallel, right after the third coast, because of lal shimurim. Right? We've had lal shimurim before. Remember, lal shimurim was one of the three reasons why we're allowed to have zugos. Right? We're allowed to have the even number kosas. But lal shimurim, u'bizchus emuna zu, yavo mashiach v'yishpach hamas ola akam. Bizchus the emuna that is lal shimurim, then mashiach is gonna come, v'chei noagin. That is the minhag, and the Ramah adds, v'yachol ligmar halel, av shelo b'makam suda. And you can finish the halal even shelo b'makam suda, right? It's referring to, remember we had earlier, paka igra, that they used to be huddled into the houses during the Karban Pesach eating, because you weren't allowed to eat shelo b'chabura. And then it says, they used to go to the roof. So the Be'er Yosef, we mentioned then, for Parshas Bo, says maybe that's the minug of opening the door, because everybody had to be stuffed in during the Karban Pesach. And then afterwards, they went out onto the rooftops to be able to say halal, and they looked around, and they saw the rest of Yerushalayim all saying halal on the rooftops. That's another reason, basis for the minhag of opening the door towards the end of the Seder. By the way, also the Shulchan Aruch says here, Chayiv Adam Lasos Bilchas Pesach B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. A person is chayiv to be involved in Hilchas Pesach, meaning halacha, U'B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, U'Lesaper B'Nisim V'Niflos She'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Avoseinu Ad Shetach Tefenu Sheina. So the person falls asleep. One's supposed to be involved in C'B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, the later post can say, if it's going to affect your chakras tomorrow, you got to also take that into account. But it says, it's supposed to, until we fall asleep, Hagav, v'choldin l'arishon, g'ishkan kem l'alsheni, in chutzlaretz, v'nogim sh'olikos amitasa, right parashah shema v'lo shar dvarim, we only say amapa, we don't say all of the other paragraphs, shakarm shar leilos, k'dil hagin, ki lal shimurim hum min amazikin. Right, because it's lal shimurim. So number one, we don't say all of hapapil because of lal shimurim, we open the door because of lal shimurim, and we're allowed to have zugos because of lal shimurim. Right, three halachos that come up. Okay, these are all the three opinions, though, for what the nusach of halal is. Oh, one other ha'ara, and that is our gears of the Gemara, is that revi'i gomer alav as a halal. If you look in the riff here, chavav mabez in the dafei harif, has another gersa in the Gemara. The riff says, Tan Rabbanan, Chamishi, Omer Alav Halal Hagadol, Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Chamishi? I thought there were only Dal Kosos. What do you mean Chamishi? So that's what he says here. So that is a major machlokes, Rishonim. If this is a proper Girsa, the Baal Amor here argues, the Baal Amor, the Ron summarizes it, Kasa Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, Rabbi Tarfon Amasnisan Palig. Rabbi Tarfon is arguing on the Mishnah. V'lo Tznan, V'lo Yifchasu Lo Midalad Kosos Shoyayin. The Mishnah says, Dalad Kosos, as we know, Rabbi Tarfon Svir Le Dechamisha Ninu, V'yal Chamishi Omer Halah HaGadol, U'lefizeh Lo Kaim Olam Rabbi Tarfon. So the Baal Amor assumes it's a Machlokas Tanoim, and we don't pass him like Rabbi Tarfon. But, says the Ron, V'lo Nihira. I don't think that's true. It doesn't sound like Rabbi Tarfon, even if you have this Girsa. We don't have this Girsa. We have the Girsa of Ravi. But he says, Valoni Hira, Ti Brisa Pliga Mastisan, Havale Lemisne Begamara, Mani Mastisan Lo Rabbi Tarfon. Right, it should have said the Mishnah's against Rabbi Tarfon, Valo Yesh Omrim, Tahachi Urcha de Talmuda. That's the normal way. If there's a Tana that argues with the Mishnah, well, Gemara would have explicated it. Va'od dim isa dahachihu, hechi efshet loish tamid chat tana lemisni, v'lo yifchus lumidal kosho shoyayin, Rabbi Tarfon omer chamisha. And also, midashakli v'tara amorai Rabbi Tarfon, am alacha kavasein. So I don't think that alacha is against Rabbi Tarfon. So how do you explain it? So it says the Ron, elavadai kedivrei hagaonim zal ikar, didalid kosos chova v'chamishi rishus. Chova and Rishus. V'imratza lishtos omer lav halagadol. Inami mitzvah mina mufchar lishos kolos chamishi v'lomar lav halagado final lishos to omer alav v'kach matan divrei harambam. Okay, if you want to look there, but it's not a machlok as the Ran says. It is just a minug if one wants. It's a rishus, and that is quoted in the Ramah in Tuf Pei Aleph. The Ramah does quote that. If somebody, I think it's come pretty unusual, after Dalat Kosos, they really want another one. They really want another Kos. Yocho Lishtos Kos. You know how to just drink Stam. But Yocho Lishtos Kos Chamishi. The Yomer Alav Halal Gadol. Yocho. It's a Rishus. That's that Girs of the Riff. That if one wants a Kos Chamishi, one can say Halal Gadol. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Dafka imlo siye madayin habracha v'shasakos revius. Oz yochol omer halagadol at sof alachlo mebracha. Avalon far siye im sof habracha ein lachsor v'lomer halagadol avarachlo basof shlo tiknu ki im bracha achas. Once you made the bracha, then it's finished. But if you want to have another cup before you end up, so then that's the fifth one. Some say that's kosher l'Eliyahu. Maybe that's how we are mekayim it, that we have it, that we don't drink it. Another kiyum of the fifth coast that some Rishonim have that girsa. Again, it's not in our girsa, we have coast Ravi. But it is in some girsos. Okay, let's continue. So we spoke about Halah Gadol, Tal Al Naros Bavel, Vaiter Vachar Bar Yaakov Amar, third to last skinny line. Michi Yaakov Bachar Loka Ad Naros Bavel. You started a little earlier. V'lama Nikra Shmo Halah Gadol. Why is it called Halah Gadol? This one that we say every Shabbos morning, Amr B'yochanan Mipnei, Shekharish Baruch Hu Yoshev Rumoshel Olam, Hashem sits on top of the world, Umachalik, obviously not physical, Umachalik Mizonos L'chol Beriyah, He takes care of every little being. That's Halah Gadol, that's what it's all about. It's all about the Kadosh Baruch Hu taking care of every little being in the universe, right? Even though how great He is, and how lofty He is, He cares about every little thing. Rav Tzio Solomon has the Ha'ara in one of his Sfarim, that in Asher Yatzar, we say, Goli v'yadua lefnei chisei chavodecha. Shimei p'seach achon mehem, such an unbelievable lashon. Goli v'yadua lefnei chisei chavodecha. It's like so lofty. So, and yet we use that in Asher Yatzar. That's the point. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shmei HaShemayim, He cares about our little orifices, and our little, you know, physical being. That's the gavlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so high and yet concerned with every little detail. Right? That's the emphasis here too. Halah Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rumo Shel Olam. And yet He's Mechalik L'chol Birya, every little ant, every little beetle, every little frog. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the system to take care of. Amr B'shua Ben Levi, Hani Yeser V'shisha Hodu, Keneged Mi, why there are 26 Kilo Olam Chastos, Keneged Chafav Doros, Shevar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bolamo. It's Keneged, the 26 generations that Hashem created, V'lonasalam Torah, V'zonosalam B'chasto, the 26 generations that Hashem created before the Torah was given, and He still gave them. What's the chesed? The chesed is, the Abu Dram writes, that usually we assume that the Torah keeps the world going. And the Torah is Machaya, the whole world. And without the Torah, the whole world would cease to exist. So how did the 26 generations before the Torah exist? That's the chesed. Because he's hoping till the day of Yom HaShishi, the day that occurs to the Bnei Yisrael, accept the Torah. What are the 26 generations? So you go straight, 10 generations from Adam to Noach, 10 generations from Noach to Avram, that's 20. And then you have Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. So you have the 20 plus 6. Again, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe, and those are the 26 generations until Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Torah was given. Again, but it's all chesed up until the Torah was given. Amar Rav Chisda, my dechsev, hodu l'Hashem kitov. Hodu l'Hashem, shegova shel chovaso shel adam betovaso. Kitov, on a deeper level, blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's gove, the chova. We all owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem collects it betovaso from our physical. Meaning we have some physical ailments or tzaris ba'olam hazeh, so that ba'olam haba, he doesn't have to take it away from us. Ashir b'shoro, a rich person in his ox, ve'es ani b'seyo, a poor person with his se, yasom b'veitzaso, almana b'tana galasa. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes something away, but olam hazeh, some tzaris, so that in olam haba, it could be all good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kashin mizonosav shel adam, kiflayim kayoleda, making a parasa for life is double than childbirth. Double the childbirth, doubly painful, not painful physically, but what does it mean? Somehow, in some sense, it's a yisurin that's double. The ilu biyoledaksiv beetzev. It says by the curse of Chava beetzev tel dibanim o bemizonos ksiv beitzavon. And by mizonos it says beitzavon, which is a double lashon of etzev. What does that mean? If you look in the Eitz Yosef, one of the mafarshim in the Ein Yaakov, he says maybe in two ways. Number one, childbirth is generally a finite amount of time. You know, it's shorter, it's longer, but it's a finite amount of time. Worrying about one's living is a lifelong adventure. It's a lifelong job that we have. So that's why, number one, not literally, but number two, it's a job to worry about the job. Number two, after childbirth, as Hashem, in most cases, Hashem Yazor, there's simcha. There's simcha guaranteed. Not guaranteed, really, but the way of the world is by childbirth, there's a finite amount of pain, and then there's simcha. By parnasa, there's no such guarantees. No such guarantees. We can have a meilus, and there's no such guarantees. So, fisha leida morkeves bi simcha mizachias habanim. The etzev mi keeva leida v'oche in a tmidis. Av akoshia parnasa hu rak matrid halev. Be'ein simcha ma'uma. Utmidis. Right, and that's why in those two ways, obviously childbirth is more painful, physically. But in a certain way, it is finite and is somewhat guaranteed simcha afterwards, Hashem Yazor in all cases. While the other cases, by Leida does not have that, by childbirth, and that's why, that's with the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Vayter, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, next statement. Kashin mizanosov shal adam yosem na'geula. Even more difficult than geula is taking care of somebody. Obviously, that doesn't mean mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just means mitzad maybe a person. De'ilu b'geula k'siv ha'malach ha'goel ha'sim b'kal ra. Malach ba'alma. A malach can take care of geula. V'ilu b'mezonos k'siv ha'elokim ha'roa o'si. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Parshas Vayechi, has to take care of the one who shepherds us through life, the mezonos. So, in a way, in a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be involved in that directly. Amar Bishua ben Levi, Bishasha Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu La'adam, V'kotz V'darta Tatzmiach Lach, when Hashem told Adam, thorns and thistles, Zolgu Einav D'maos. He starts crying. So I say he starts crying because he got thrown out of Gan Eden. Right, but even before that, he starts crying. Amar Lefana V'rbona Shalolam, Ani V'chamori Ne'echal, Nochal, Be'evas Echad. We're going to eat from the same trough. Meaning there's no difference between me and the animals. Meaning up until this point, it was given to me. I didn't have to work for it. But now, just like the animal, I have to search for it. Kivan sha'omar lo, b'zeas apecha tocha lechem, niskara daito. Once Hashem said, lechem, bread, he says, oh, okay. Meaning he's going to have to work for it, but he's still different than the animals. What's the deeper idea here? So 2 points. Number one is the Marsha. The Marsha here says, why was he crying? Ki haya savur, shekivet shema'achalo shave kechamor, yishtave gam daito kechamor. He basically becomes on the same level now. Why? Ki mizonos hachamor yolidu teva chamori. Right? All food breeds a certain type of being. So if I'm on the same, if I eat the same thing as animals, I'm eating, I have to work and I have to eat grass, what's the difference? Velonis kara daikto, ashamar lo shiocha lechem. Kitamag dogon, maybe lo dam das. Shalze amru besukah, bakatan yosef das, yosef what? Okay. So he thought he was going to have the same thing. Food? We have the same food? Kamash Malan, it's not exactly the same food. I saw an amazing, shot in the Biuri Hadaf. Quotes here that maybe from the Chidah in Rosh David. The Chidah has 71 Svarim. Chidah is tremendously prolific. So one of his Svarim, he writes, what was he crying about from the Mabayadam Arishon? So he quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam says, we've quoted this in the past, the Rambam Manilchas Kelayim in Perek Tes, based on the Gemara at the end of Masechas Makas. It's a Gemara, but the Rambam quotes it. An animal that's Psule HaMakdashin. Animal became was a Karban, and it got a Psul. It was not redeemed yet. So it's a carbon, but it's also a little bit puzzle. Afa pi shehi guf echad, even though it's one body, it's one animal, asa hakasav kishne gufin. The Torah made it as if it's two bodies. Mipnei shahaisa kodesh, v'na'asis kakodesh v'chol mu'uravin zebazeh. It's a carbon, but it has some chol involved because it can't be used as a carbon anymore. It's psule hamagdashin. It's a whole area of the halachas of the Rambam, Hilchas Pulei HaMakdashin. But this is in Hilchas kilayim. V'nimseis behema zu ki behema tameya ima ta'ora ha'mu'ura v'nyachan. And this animal is like a little tameh, a little kosher, a little not kosher. L'fichach, here's the amazing line. The Gemara says it. Ha'choresh b'shar p'sulei ha'mugdashin. If somebody plows with this ox, he violates the isser of kilayim. One animal! It's one animal! No, this is an isser of losacharosh b'shar v'chamor yachtov. It's like you're two types of animals. Because it's p'sulei ha'mugdashin, it's like hektish, so there's a lot of assumptions to that. Number one, you could have one body and violate kilayim. Number two, right, if you have a mule, is that p'sulei ha'mugdashin? If you have a mule, it's a combination of two different animals. Right, this is number two, hektish and chulin are considered two different animals. You might say that if you want to say kosher and not kosher, then you might say you might still might not be kilayim. But either way, this is the Rambam. So says the Chida, Adam Arishon thought, since he sinned, since after the chait, many mepharshim explained that Ra and Tov are inside of him. He used to be outside, and now the Isser is inside of him. But either way, he has two gufos inside of him, Isser, Heter, Tami, and Tahar. He's like a sharp Sulei HaMikdashim. So he's Aser Bavoda. He's not allowed to say, you kos v'dardar? What am I going to supposed to do? I can't plow the field. I'm like Sulei HaMikdashim. Umemela kasha yisrach le'achol ye aser olav la'amo. Ahat kanas ma'achalo b'charisha v'zriya b'adama. And I'm just going to have to eat like from the animals. Like the animals. I'm going to have to just eat and raw from the field. That's why he started crying. Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Bizeis apecha toch alechem." He's giving him a heter. He say, "No, you have a heter to work the land. You're not like Sulei HaMikdashim, and therefore it is ein bazeh mishum kilayim." Says the Chida, and therefore Adam took a sigh of relief, and he said, "Okay, Baruch Hashem, now I can work the land and work for a living." Okay, amazing Chida. Weiter, we continue. So Kadosh Baruch Hu calmed Adam down. You can work the land. Amr of Jim and Lakish. Ashreinu, imabadnu, barishona, vadailo paltinan mina, tekachlinan isve de davra, imamanu barishona, praise the Rish Lakish says, Ashreinu, or it says the gears on the side, shaloamanu barishona. Right, we didn't stand up, we didn't make it before the chait. That's what it's referring to. Amr abaya, vaadayin lo paltinan mina, the ka'achlin and isfi davra, but we're still connected to it because we still eat the grass of the field. The grass of the field, every time we go through life, says Reish Lakish, says Abaya, we are connected to what was then. Amr of Shizvi, Mishpeh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, famous line, Kashin mizonos of Shaladim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Parnas is like Kriyas Yamsuf. Dechsiv, Nosein Lechem Lechol Basar, right, that is in the same paragraph. Again, one of the Achronim says, but they're not next to each other. Those two lines are not next to each other. What do you mean that you could compare the two? They're not next to each other. So the diak is that if you look throughout, Nosi Lecha L'chol Basar is at the end. And that one is not put with the first ones talk about nature, and the next ones talk about nisim. Nosim lechem lechol basar, says the Chachmas Benoach, shebetivu shalolam, haylo lichtov liyad ha-psukim ha-medaber betivu shalolam, lo se yishvay besfuno, l'rok ha-aretz ha-lamayim, lo se yoram gedolim, all the ones about nature. Why is it put at the end, after l'gozi yapsov l'gzarim, v'nir par v'chilo v'yapsov, l'makim l'lachim gedolim, it's put after the nisim. That's why Dafka to put Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Parnasa after the Nisim, because that's the emphasis. Not just it's the smichus, but it's because it is put out of order, so to speak, with where all the Nisim are. There's an important Rashbam here. What does it mean? Mizonos are like Kriyas Yamsuf. As we've said, it doesn't mean Mizan Hashem. Nothing's hard for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean? Rashbam says Kriyas Yamsuf. Klomar. Neis gadol oselo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemishenosin lamizonos kasher osi Yisrael shakara lem yamsuf. We have to view it as if it's all nisim. Right? Parnasa, from our vantage point, is like a neis, just like Kriyas Yamsuf. V'nafkamine lemiboy rachami. What's l'nafkamina? Davening, says the Rashbam. Meaning, just like sometimes we daven for nisim, we realize it's only up to Hashem. And if Hashem won't help us in a certain circumstance, we're never going to make it. So that's what it is with Parnasa too. We have to realize that everything's on the line, everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in life, and we have to throw everything onto Him and realize. And that's how we have to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the sense of Eis Sara, like we mentioned many times, Rav Soloveitchik's thought about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, about the Rambam saying that every day is Misod HaRaisa Daven, while the Ramban says, no, only Be'eis Sara. Rav Soloveitchik in a deeper way says, maybe even the Rambam agrees that davening is only Mechuyiv HaRaisa Be'eis Sara. But life is an Eis Sara. Life is an Eis Sara. We have to realize, well, just because something happened today, past results are guarantees of future results? No. Everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we have to realize, that's the pshat of this line. Kasha, because we have to realize, from our vantage point, it's all based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. Amar Lazar ben Azariah, Kashin Nikavav Shel Adam, Kiyom Hamisa, Uka Kriyas Yamsuf. Kasha are Nikavav Shel Adam, the openings of a person, the orifices, when they are closed, when they're not working. When they're not working, like Yom HaMisa and Kriyas Yamsuf. Based on a pasuk, Shemar Miar Tzoa Lehi Pateach, the waste comes out. V'ksiv Basrei Roga Hayam V'yehemu Galav. So you see the smichas in the psukim. So again, the pain, right? There's an opening of the orifices and the opening of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Amr of Sheishes Bishurim Lazam Nazaria Kolam Avazes Moados Ki Lo Oved Avodah Zarah. If somebody disgraces Moados, which means according to the Rishonim Chalamoed, like it says in Pirkei Avos, somebody's Mavaze as Chalamoed Ki Ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Very strong lashon. What does that mean? Ki Ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Right. It could be. It's what some of Farshim say because it's not Mefurish Batorah. Right. Chalamoed. Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's an Issa D'Araisa, an Issa D'Rabbanan, so it's not Mefurish. So if I don't take it seriously, then I'm assuming that I'm having the attitude of, if it's not explicit, I'm rejecting it, then I'm rejecting Torah Shebaal Peh, I'm rejecting Koach HaRabbanan, whatever it is, so maybe that's why it's so serious. Kiilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Shneamar Elohei Masecha Losas Alach. As it says, we shouldn't create any type of gods. V'ksiv Basreis, Chagamatzos Tishmar. Right, we compare that to Yontif. So as we mentioned, there is a machlokas Rishonim, exactly what is the Isser Malacha on Chalamoed. Is it, Bali Tosfos discussed this, and others Tosfos, is it an Isser D'Araisa with, well, two ways. The fact that there are heterim of heter Malacha, we know that the tour, right, at the beginning of Hilchos Chalamoed, in the beginning of the sixth chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, the tour and the Mishnah Berurah summarized it, the five heterim. Davar ha'avid, ein lo mayochal, ma'aseh hedyo, there are five heterim. Say some Rishonim, but the fact that there were five heterim means it must be in the Siddur Rabbanan. Because how else could there be five heterim? But Baali Tosfos say no, based on the Gemara. The Gemara says this is one of the two times where the Gemara uses the principle of Masra HaKasav LaChachamim. The Chachamim were given the power to interpret the din of the Torah. Not just to explain what the Torah means, but it's to mamish decide what the Torah is saying. The rabbis always discuss what the Torah means. Right? Every halacha. The Gemara does not use the term Masra HaKasav LaChachamim by tefillin, even though they tell us what exactly it means. But here, they are deciding, they are figuring out the Kavanah of the Torah. Right, so that's why this is only used two places in all of Shas, that principle, but Rishonim use it more. The Ran on the end of Maseches Yuma, talking about the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. Same type of issue. How could it be that there are certain heterim for the Heinuyim? A kala is allowed to wash your face. The Mishnah says, why can a kala wash your face? Must be an Issa D'Rabbanan. Achlok would be shown him. Eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is for sure D'Araisa. But what about all the other Inuyim? Shoes and smearing, and that's the machlokas Rishonim. So some Rishonim say it has to be Drabbanan, the fact that there are heterim. The Ran there again says no, just like Tosfos says by Chalamoe. It's an Isser D'Oraisa, but Masra HaKasav LaChachamim. And the Chachamim say that Kala is not included. Again, this comes up various places. One other time, the Ran says it also in the Maseches Sukkah. The Ran says in Maseches Sukkah in terms of figuring out certain type of psulim of hadar. What is beautiful, what is not beautiful. So there again, the Ran says, Hakasav lo pirate bahadar klum, ela sasam, vi omar shate mitzvah zu muhuderes, umasr lachachamim, ubevadai shekol shaha mitzvah chamura yosu yish lachmer bahadar. So again, that's what the Ran says in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal, also relating to hadars. There are a few places where the Rishonim use this. One other place where an Achron uses it, and that's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef discusses this in terms of, we mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir, and that is in terms of haircuts. The Isser of Uvchu Koseyam Lo Seilechu. Right? What is included in that Isser of being like the non-Jews and not being like the non-Jews? The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pigimel says there was a certain person, Ruvain ben Avtulmas, that was allowed to be Mesaper Kumi. he was allowed to get this non-Jewish haircut because he was Karav L'Malchus. He was Karav L'Malchus. And the Beis Yosef, they discuss this. So what? He was Karav L'Malchus. He can't violate Isur Daraisa. Is it Nibchu Kuseim Lo Silechu? So again, the Beis Yosef there says, Isur Zen Nimsur L'Chachamim. And they decide that in certain cases, like Karav L'Malchus, it would be okay to get this certain type of haircut. Again, it's a very important principle of Masa Kaz L'Chachamim. But maybe that's what's going on in our Gemara. If I reject Chol HaMoed, so then I'm rejecting that principle. And therefore, it is so pernicious and so basic, and that's why it's Kilo Ovid Avodah Zara. Okay. V'yomer, if Shadi B'Shirah B'Lazim Azar, Yaakal Masapra Lashon Hara, V'chol Makabe Lashon Hara, if anybody speaks Lashon Hara, except Lashon Hara, V'chol Amede the Sheker, B'Chaveiro, somebody's made the Sheker, Ro'ui, L'Hashlicho, L'Klavim, he should be thrown to the dogs. Shene'emar, L'Kelav Tashlichon Oso, as it says, thrown to the dogs, V'Ksib Basri, Lo Sisa, Shem Hashav, and that's a hint to Lashon Hara, V'Kari Be, Lo Sashi, right, meaning don't say it, don't accept it, right? That don't cause Lashon Hara to be accepted. All of that is alluded to in that Lashon. We mentioned the Gra in the past, amazing Gra, where the Gra quotes the Chazal at the end of Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara there says, on Daf Kuf Nun Hey Amid Beis, less the Anya Mikalba, less the Asya Mikhazira. There's nobody poorer than a dog, and there's nobody richer than a pig. That's the Gemara at the end of Maseches Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Gra uses this Gemara right here to explain that Gemara. There are certain Averis that have mazel and certain Averis that don't have mazel. Pig has mazel. You know, you could be, you know, a not so shomer mitzvos Jew, but you're not going to eat pig. Pig, chazer. That's like the symbol. But Lashon Hara, that doesn't have mazel. You know, we all speak Lashon Hara. So that's what it means. There's nothing poorer than the dog. Dog means Lashon Hara, because Roi Lashlicho L'Klavim, as our Gemara says. A pig, that's a very rich Aver, because nobody has mazel. That's the grub on the dog connection, using this Gemara to explain the Gemara at the end of Masechet Shabbos. He put the two Gemaras together. Says the Gemara, okay, here we're going to move. V'chemiachar t'ika ha'la'gadol, anan ma'itayma amrinan hai. So if ha'la'gadol is so amazing, all the kilam chastos, so why do we say what we call ha'lel, right? If it's so mishubach to say the other ha'lel, why do we say it as we said on yesterday's daf, whenever there's a ge'ula? When we say ha'lel, we say the other ha'lel. Why? Couple of answers. Number one, Bishop Shishbo Hei Dvarim, because it has five elements. Halalu. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf. Matan Torah. Tchias HaMesim. Chevlo Shel Mashiach. It has all of those. Where? The following psukim. Yitzias Mitzrayim Dechsiv. Betzeis Yisrami Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf Dechsiv. Hayam Ra'av Ayanos. The Yam Soa and ran away. Matan Torah Dechsiv. Heharim Rakdu Cheilim. Tchias HaMesim Dechsiv. Es Halef Lavrei Hashem Barchus HaChayim. Chevlo Shel Mashiach Dechsiv. Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu. V'yam Rav Yochanan. What is that referring to? Rav Yochanan Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu Zeh Shibud Gmalchias. That Shibud Malchias. That, you know, we've had enough of it, and therefore hopefully it's talking about Chevlo Shel Mashiach. Either way, it's referring to future times. So that's the Gabbos of our Halal, talks about all of these events. Number one. Number two. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Bnei Sheyesh Bo Milut Nefashel Shel Tzadikim Gehenim. It references the salvation of Tzadikim from Gehenim. Shenamar Ana Hashem Malta Nafshi. So that's the key pasuk in all of Halal. Chizkiya Omar, Bnei Sheyesh Bo Yiridasin Shel Tzadikim Kifshon Ha'esh V'Aliyasan Mimenu. It's references to the tsaris that tzaddikim go through and their salvation. Yiridasan dechsev olano Hashem olanu amar Chananya. That Chananya said, ki l'shimcha tein chavod amar Mishael. It's the whole conversation in the by Nebuchadnezzar. Al chatzcha v'alamitecha amar Azarya. Lama yomar agayim amru kulam. They all said it. So, right, they're all davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they're thrown in, you know, Hashem, please make a kiddush Hashem. Al yasan mikif shana eish dechsev haluas Hashem kol gayim. Amar Chananya, Shavchu Kol Ha'umim, Amar Mishael, Ki Gavar Alinu Chasto, Amar Azarya, V'emes Hashem Li'olam, Haleluka, Amru Kulan. So that's a reference, those psukim are references to this salvation of Chananim Shav Azarya. V'yesh Omrim, V'emes Hashem Li'olam, Gavriel Amru. Okay, some say it was Gavriel. B'shashi he built Nimrod Arashas, Avram Avinu, L'tokiv Shana Eish. When Nimrod threw, so we're going through the two, right, back and forth, through the two Kifshon Ha'eshes, Nebuchadnezzar, Chananim Shav Azariah, Nimrod and Avraham. When Nimrod threw Avraham in, Amar Gavriel of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebona Shel Olam, Eireid V'atzanein, V'atzilat Tzadik, V'kifshon Ha'esh, let me go down and cool it off. Let me go save him. Amar Lagadish Baruch Hu, Ani Yachid Ba'olami, Vehu Yachid Ba'olamo. We're each Yachidim. I'm up here, and he believes in me. Na'el Yachid, Lahatzilat Yachid. I'm going straight down. Meaning, direct Hashgacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be involved himself. And because the Kadosh Baruch Hu did that, Amar Tiskevet Hatzil Shlosha Mibnei Banav. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham did that himself, so then he says that I will give the schus for three of his descendants in order to be saved as well. Right? Because of this Gavriel gave the Machshavas Hatzal, he wanted to do it here. So he said, I'm going to send you down at a later time. And that's why he got to save them later. Pirish. Darfir Shibin Hashiloni, Bishashi Bilan Vukhanetra Rasha, Hanani Mishava Zaryl, Tokif Shana Aish, Ahmad Yurkamu Sar Habarad, Lefnekadish Barakhu. Right, the malach that's appointed on hail set in front of Hashem. Amar the front of everybody shalom. Iri v'asadei zakipshon ve'atzil l'tzadikim halal l'mikipshon ha'esh. Let me go save them. Amar lo Gavriel. Ein gavriel shalom kadosh baruch hu b'kach. So here Gavriel says, no, that doesn't show the godliness of Hashem. Shata sar barat v'kol yodim shamayim mechaben ha'esh. If you come down and make it rain and put out the fire and then save them, okay, that's one level of an ace. But I could do something greater. El ani sar shal esh eved v'akarer mi b'fnim. I'm going to go, and I'm going to create a bigger fire so that people on the outside can be more burned, even though they will be saved from the inside. It'll be a nace within a nace, and that would be a greater Kiddush Hashem. Okay. So that's where he said it. We referred to before he said it. This was the whole story of background that he said it. Neis pesoch neis. Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes, besides the neis pesoch neis is an even greater. Like we had the mate of Aaron HaKohen by the Nachash Nechoshes. They look at the Nachash and Nechoshes and they saw it and they were healed from the bite of the Nachash, the Ramban, over there. And Sefer Bamidbar says that was also a Neis Pesoch Neis, because usually you can't look at the source of the pain. And they were looking here at the Nachash and they were being saved. Okay. Reb Nosson Omer. Ve'emez Hashem li'olam dogim shebayam amruhu. The fish say it. Again, obviously fish don't talk, but what's the message? Kid de Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna. Yisrael Sheba Oso Hador, Mikitane Amana Hayu, the Bnei Yisrael in that door were not believers. I mean, not fully believers. Not fully believers. They were scared at Kriyas Yamsuf, before Kriyas Yamsuf happened, or even after. Ukad Dara Shabba Bar Mari, Maida Seva Yamra Yabi Yamsuf, the Pazak and the Hillim, Milami Shehimu Yisrael Ba Osa Shah. They rebel. The Amru. Unbelievable. After they had the most amazing divine national revelation, they still were worried. They still had the slave mentality. V'amru k'shem sh'anu olim mitzad echad, kach mitzrim olim mitzad acher. Just like we're coming up on one side, the mitzrim are coming up on the other side, and they're still going to attack us. So, one second. But if they were on the other side, they weren't going to get past anyway. So what were they worried about? Ah, that's one of the rayas that Tosfos has in Maseches Arachin. Tosfos has an Arachin Adav Tezvav, who says that when Bnei Yisrael split the Yamsuf, when they went through, it was a semicircle. They came out on the same side that they went in. There were 12 paths, semicircle. And that was the shape, and that's what they were worried. Because they came out the same side. So if you look in the Masaos, one of the places they were before, and they were at afterwards too. And that's what some of the Achronim say. But what do you mean? But if the Mitzrayim, let's say, followed each of the Bnei Yisraels down each of the paths, then the ones that were on the inner path got to the other side before the ones on the outer path. So that's why one of the Achronim says, that's why he says, V'yanageo b'chvedus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Ofan Markavosav, the wheel of their chariot. What do you mean, Ofan? It should be Ofanim, the wheels. So Ofan, no. One wheel was broken. Because if you have one wheel off of a chariot, then it goes in circles. It can't go further. Both of them, you can kind of slide. So that's why one, that really slows them down. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that. Nace, to allow the Bnei Yisrael that were on the outside lanes, so to speak, they didn't get like a head start. It wasn't like a race. Right? They all started at the same time. So it allowed them to get around before the Mitzrayim. Okay, so Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they were worried. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'sar shel yam, plotos an liyabasha, spit them out. Amar lefan ribon shel olam, klum yish evesh osin lo rab matana, v'chozer v'noto mimenu. But even you gave me something. Right, you gave me something, I don't want to give them back. Well, we swallowed up the Mitzrayim. We did a mitzvah for you. We don't want to spit them out. Amar lo etein lecha, echadu mechsa shebehen. I'll give you more, don't worry. I'll give it back to you plus. I'll give you 1.5 times more later on in history. So they say, no, Hashem, but we're going to have to ask you for it. We're going to have to say, Hashem, you owe us. It's not comfortable. This river is going to be my guarantor. Don't worry about it. Miyad palaros on liabasha, so he spit them out. Ubo Yisrael v'roos on shenemar v'yayisrael v'zorayim meis al sfasayam. Right, that's the pasuk that they saw them spit out dead on the sfasayam. My echonomach. So where later on were they? Did the yam get its payback? My echonomach. So shebahen dilu b'parok siv sheish meos rechav v'chur, because this was 600. By Sisra later on, it was 900. So 1.5. He also Sisra. What was the story? When Sisra came, Asa Alayu Bedakri de Parzala, they came upon them with metal spears. Hashem took the stars out of their normal orbits. Right, like this week's parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Chama min Artika. Dechsiv, min HaShemayim nilchamu ha-kochavim. Right, Hashem fought with the stars. Kiva de nachisu kofei shemayim alayu, akdiru hani, dekari de parzala, dakri. The parzala, so it got really boiling hot, because Hashem took the stars out of their normal orbits. Nachisu la-kurei le-mischi, nafshaya ba-nachal kishon. So they all went into Nachal Kishon to cool off, because they were boiling. And Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachal Kishon, lech vashtei marvoncha. Okay, do your job, they're in the water now, take care of them. Miyad gar from Nachal Kishon, vishlichon liyam. Nachal Kishon took, threw him, I guess, south to the Yamsuf, and that was it. Shenemar Nachal Kishon Garfam, Nachal Kedumim, my Nachal Kedumim, Nachal Shenasa Arev Mikedem, going back way earlier. Bosa Shapas Hudagim Shal Yam Ba'amru, and that's when the Yam said, the fish said, V'emetz Hashem Liolam. So we have all these stories about background, about when Gavriel said it, and when the fish said it. Period. Amr Shimon ben Lakish Maidach say Moshivi Yakeres Abayis. Amr Knesset Yisrael Amnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Samuni Banecha Kachol Dazu Hadar BeIkrei Batim. Rish Lakish says, what do you mean Akeres Abayis? You put your nation Banecha Kachol Dazu like this weasel Hadar BeIkrei Batim that lives in the bottom of the houses. Right, that's Akeres Abayis. Rashi says, Rashbam says, May rov chata'asa begalus. This is where we're downtrodden. We have to live. We have to crawl around. We can't be proud in galus. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. Darash Rava, my dechsiv, ahafti ki yishma Hashem. Amra Knesset Yisrael, Ribono Shel Olam, emas ani ahuva lefanecha. When am I beloved? When am I ahafti? Bizman shetishma kol tachnunai. Right, when you hear my tachnunim, that's when I really feel close to you. Dalosi v'liyoshia, Amar Knesset Yisrael, v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, ava bishadala ani b'mitzvos, l'cha ani v'li no'el hoshia. Even though I'm poor in mitzvos, but I'm still yours, and I'm still connected to you, and no, li no'el hoshia. Please save me. Please save me. We still have our hearts to you. One final thought before we finish up, and that is the Ein Eliyahu. Ein Eliyahu says there are two types of Ashgachas. There's a father to a son and a master to an Eved. The chiluk is that if a master sends an Eved out and throws him out, he doesn't care about him anymore. Even doesn't matter what happens to the Eved. But a father to a son, if a father has to send a son out for any reason, he still cares about him and he still worries about him, and he might even send somebody, in private to make sure that they're okay. Says that's what we're saying here. Dalosi v'liyoshia. I'm with you, but remember, I'm a child. Remember, I'm your son, and therefore, afavisha dalani, and you had to throw me out. Li na'el hoshia. But remember, I'm your child, so please, this salvation I'm waiting for. Amar Rav Kahana, k'shachala Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi was sick, shalach lo, the Rashbam has 2 days here, whether this was, all the Gemara's about when this happened, was it one time he was sick, was it many times, and the Gemara just puts it together, but either way, when he was sick, shalach lo Rabbi, amar lo, n'shayim v'shol shadvarim shamartal, n'mishem avicha, tell us some things that you said in the name of your father, shalach lo, kach amar abba, maidach sev halu as Hashem gal gayim, umos ha'olamai v'detayi, why are the non-Jews praising us? Hachi kamar, halu as Hashem gal gayim, on all the great things that Hashem did with us, Kol shekein anu degar b'adonu chasto. If they have to praise because they see what Hashem does with us, surely we have to. Right? And that's exactly what we've quoted in the past from various achronim, that they know, the non-Jews know a lot more because we don't even know what they're planning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. Haluas Hashem kol goyim, why ki gavar alenu chasto? Because we only know certain salvations, but a lot of what they were planning, we don't even know what they were trying to do. Shalach lo v'od chasida mitzrayim shadavidar on l'mashiach. In the future, Mitzrayim is going to bring a present. Kasavar ina makabel mehem. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks that Moshiach thinks that he's not going to accept them. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Mashiach kabel mehem. Achsan yasu l'banai b'Mitzrayim. Right, unbelievable. They gave us a little host. They were our hosts in Mitzrayim. Originally, they were nicer. Then they got bad. But even for that, Akaras Atov. Miyad, yes, sayo chashmanim, meaning Mitzrayim. Fine. Nasa kush kavachomer ba'atzma. So kush is going to say in the future, okay, I'll bring two. Umahalolush nishtabdu ben kach. If Mitzrayim were terrible, anishlo nishtabti ben lo kol shekein. I'm for sure going to bring a present. Amalok adish baruch hu kabel mehem. Miyad kush taritz yadav lelokim. So kush is coming. Nasa malchus romi arisha kavachomer ba'atzma. Okay, Rome. Umahalolush ein achayin kach. Anu sha'anu achayin lo kol shekein. Right, we're Bnei Esav. So we're their brothers. I'm like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Gavriel. No. Ga'ar chayas kane. What does that mean? Rebuke the chaya. Ga'or chaya v'kane l'cha eda. Right? Rebuke the wild animal and just keep for yourself the eda. Meaning the congregation. Meaning don't accept from Esav. They're different. Rome is different. Davar acher or ga'or chayas kane shedara b'na kanim. Right, rebuke the one that lives amongst them from the reeds. Even though a second lashon of don't accept from Rome. Amar Pchia bar Abba Amar Yochanan Gaar Bachaya Shekol Masa Nechtavin Bekomas Echad. Right, rebuke and keep away the chaya that all their actions are written in with one kolmetz. Meaning everything they do is bad for us. They're all pe'echad. Rashbam says, "Kulan pe'echad lahara li Yisrael." So don't accept anything that they are doing. Just one more line: Adas abirim be'igle amim sheshachtu abirim. They shechted us, Yisrael, ka'agolim she'ein lahem ba'ilam, like a calf that doesn't have an owner. Misrapes baratzei kesef sheposhtin yala kabel mamon. They take our money. Ve'inosim ritzon ba'ilam. Pizer amim kravos yechfetzun mi garam lahem li Yisrael sheyispazu lebein ha'umos bein umos ha'olam who caused it. Kravos shahayu chafetzin bahen. The closeness that the Jews wanted. That's the last Rasha. We wanted to get close, like Rav Chaim Yivalazhin says. Right? If a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the guy makes Abdallah. Meaning, the last thing, yes, we blame all of them, but also we have to make sure ourselves that we take care of ourselves and keep separate. Okay, we'll stop with Va'od. B'ez Hashem, we will continue with this on tomorrow's daf. Okay, B'ez Hashem, a couple more daf to Pesach. Okay, remember, Parsha's here tonight. Parsha's Vayera. And Hashem will get back on track. And again, those, I saw some of you in my little trip to Chutz Laaretz. Again, thank everyone for, many of you have participated in our shul campaign. Feel free, those who haven't yet, please, nofeyashemesh.com or .org. Feel if everybody joins in, it'll really, be a great mitzvah and great, kiyum and achdus for all of us to have a new home where the daf will be from.